From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 27, A Bangtail Muster.
Malabar Plains Police, Constable Dawson speaking.
Hello, Michael. This is Maisie Franklin.
Constable Maisie. Oh, long time no see. Here. Where are you calling from?
Darwin headquarters, of course. How are things down your way?
Dull as ditch water. What I need is a few days' leave in Darwin.
Well, why don't you arrange it? Take a few days off at the end of the month.
Hey, that's an idea. Oh, no, wait a bit. The annual Folly Downs dance is on the 30th. You know, at the end of the spring muster, Pat Gordon holds a dance and barbecue for all hands. Look, why don't you come? I'll have a word with her and fix an invitation for you.
Well, actually, I've had one.
An invitation?
Yes.
Then for Pete's sake, why don't you come?
I am coming, Michael. I'm having a dress made specially. Actually, that's all I called up about, to make sure that you'd be there. Bye-bye for now, Michael.
Maisie. Oh, blast.
Now, is that a nice way to address the airwaves?
Oh, that was Maisie. She's coming to the dance.
Oh, good. Oh, that reminds me. I must call Pat at Folly Downs.
Did Adam ride over there, Marty?
Yes, hours ago. So you're in charge, Michael. Have you any orders for me?
Well, it must be about time for morning tea and a scone or two.
Concentrate on the customers, not the food.
Malabar Plains Police.
Oh, Michael, this is Maisie again. I have an official message for you. We're putting out an all-stations call on the Udna Datta murder. Our suspect was reported seen in the Tiptoe country to the west of you.
Anything else, Maisie? Any further details on the man?
Only that he's been using the name Beaumont, George Beaumont. But he's had several aliases. We're sending down his description and dossier on today's mail plane.
Right, Maisie. Message received.
The Udna Datta murder? Oh, Michael, this is coming close to home.
Yeah, but Marty, what a blasted vague business it is.
Mm-hmm.
That prospector who was found shot dead, it happened weeks ago, and it's only now that they've put any sort of name on the suspected killer. Well, I'd better try to get through to Adam at Folly Downs. I only hope he's at the homestead.
Keep them moving, Jimmy. I'll join you over at Ironbark.
Okay, Miss Gordon.
Steers look prime, Pat. Now, what did you want to show me?
It's a hideout among the trees by the creek. I'm very much afraid it's a case of potty dodging.
Well, well. It's quite a time since anyone tried to steal some of your young steers.
Oh, it's only one, but that's one too many. Well, here we are. There, Adam. One of my best yearlings. Dead.
Let's take a look. Now then.
Well, Sergeant Sherlock Holmes?
I don't need a magnifying glass to work this one out. A fire was lit over there in that charred log. The brand on the dead steer's been blotched, but clumsily. Maybe our potty dodger was disturbed or lost his nerve. At all events, he didn't finish the job.
And he finished my steer. Perhaps he planned to come back for it later.
Could be. This job was done in the past 12 hours by the feel of the carcass.
Do you think you'll be able to pick up tracks, Adam?
They're here. It's clear as daylight. One horse moving down the creek bank. He could be heading for the Gunsight Range. Still, with any luck, I'll be able to run him down before dark.
Well, when I get back to the homestead, I'll radio Malabar Plains and tell him what you're up to.
Thanks, Pat. But this is only routine, you know. You've much more serious work to do preparing for your party.
Oh, our annual bangtail muster.
When there's a counting of heads and a reunion for all old friends. So get to it, young Pat.
Oh, but Adam, how are you off for food and water?
I've got a quart pot on my saddle full of cold tea. I'll get by. Can't waste time, Pat. Well, I'll be on the way.
Oh, good luck, Adam, dear. Come back soon and safely.
So long, Pat.
Lightning, did you meet the mail plane?
Yeah, little missus. Got a mail bag right here.
I'll take it up to the house for you. Give it to me.
Oh, tell little missus. You get on to Sergeant Bush yet?
No, I haven't been able to raise Folly Downs. They're out mustering.
Oh, I reckon him won't show him off that new pony he get him from Stringer Long. Sergeant Boss got him plurry good bargain there.
Knowing Stringer Long, I'm not so sure. Pinto's a very small pony, and that brother of mine is a very big man.
Maybe small pony, but plurry worry, missus. Keep going all day, little horse like that fella. Pobble, too. And Pobble's been lucky, plurry lucky. My very word, boy.
Easy now, Pinto, easy. You can smell the water, eh, boy? Well, we're in luck. There's plenty of water in the soak by the look of it. Well, fill up, old son. We might have a long trek ahead of us. And make room for me. Now then. Nothing like a Stetson hat for drinking out of. What the? That was close. Too close for comfort. There he goes, through the scrub. All right, Mr. Sniper, let's see what you're made of. Not a damn sign of him. No tracks either. I'm damned. He's behind us. Pinto, we'll try him out. He's following us, all right. And this looks just the place for my ambush. Hands up!
What's the big idea? Bailing me up with a gun?
Hiya! That's better. Now get down. Go on.
You make it hard for a bloke, don't you? Okay, anything for a quiet life. Now what?
I'm covering you. Don't try any tricks or I might just loose one off at you. What's your name?
Cayley. Ned Cayley.
Get your back against the rock wall.
Oh, look, you don't have to push me around.
Move!
You're wasting your time. You'll find nothing on my saddle.
Okay, where have you hidden it?
Hidden what?
Your rifle. The one you used to ambush me.
Ambush you? Look, I don't shoot at coppers even when I have a rifle, which I haven't.
Seems you're traveling light, Mr. Cayley.
I usually do.
No saddlebags, no water, no rifle.
What did you expect, an atom bomb? I'll empty my pockets if you like.
Keep those hands up. And slow down on the cheek, Cayley. I'm in no mood for it.
Oh, look, trooper.
Sergeant. Strang.
I didn't shoot at you, Sergeant. I may be many kinds of a chump, but I'm not that dopey. I didn't do it.
And why were you following me?
I was down on the plain. I saw a movement up on the ridge. Must have been the Pieball, this flash paint horse of yours. I went after you because I thought you were somebody else.
Who, for instance?
A prowler who's been round my camp. I didn't get a proper look at him. All I know is he had a horse. I heard it as he cleared out. It made me nervous, so when I saw a horse and rider on the ridge back there...
You were just curious, is that it?
I don't like snoopers. I think this character's living in an old shack I noticed on the top of the ridge.
And where's your camp?
Over the other side.
Is that where you left the rifle?
Oh, for Pete's sake, how many times do I have to tell you? I haven't got a rifle. I'm just an ordinary bloke travelling through.
Travelling from where?
Yellen's place, over at Tiptoe Cattle Station. I'm a stockman. I worked there for about a month till the mustering cut out. I heard they were mustering at Folly Down, so here I am, on the way.
I'm going to check your camp, Cayley.
So you won't take my word for it about the rifle?
I'm not looking for a rifle so much as a homemade branding iron, a skinning knife, and maybe a few stolen hides.
Stolen? Oh, Sergeant Strang, you're a great joker, aren't you?
I'm not joking.
Then damn you to hell for accusing me of theft. I never duffed a steer in my life. I won't take that, not even from a copper.
So what are you going to do about it, Cayley?
There's only one thing, isn't there? This gun.
No. That was not smart, Cayley. Get up, Cayley. Get up and show the way to your camp. Come on, up.
Nobody calls me a cattle duffer.
The day's running out, Cayley. My belly's empty and I'm out of patience, too. Now get on your horse.
Sergeant, you'll run me in, I suppose, for belting you.
I said, get on your horse. I want to see your camp in daylight, Cayley. Now move before I put another mark on you. Move, I said.
All I know, Michael, is that Adam headed directly down the creek.
Which way, Pan?
West. He seemed to be having no trouble seeing tracks at that stage.
West. Lightning, what do you reckon?
West Oak Creek? Let me see. Maybe Sergeant Bosco hit him for gunsight range. Plenty good place for Potty Dodger to hide him out there, I reckon, Mr. Muck. Among them rocks.
It's almost dark. Yeah, Pat, I hate like hell having to sit on our hands, but all we can do is wait for dawn and pick up Adam's tracks then. We'll camp here at the station, if you don't mind.
Camp? You do nothing of the sort. There's a bed for you at the homestead, and plenty of room for Lightning in the stockman's quarters. And I'll see that you have a good breakfast at first light in the morning.
Which is more than poor old Adam will get out there on his own.
Adam has a way of fending for himself. Well, Michael, it'll be nice to have you here this evening. You can help me with a guest list for my barbecue party. Oh, there are 101 things to be seen to.
Well, that's that.
How did it go, Sarge?
The best baked beans I ever tasted.
Too bad there aren't any more. I'm just about out of stores. Reckon we'll reach Folly Down Station by this.
No, I'm not complaining, Cayley. That beans and bacon saved my life.
Well, good on you. Now, how about another mug of tea?
I won't say no.
Just chuck your plate over there by the saddles. I'll wash it out in the morning.
Right. A knife I can take care of myself with a handful of grass. There now.
And there's your tea.
Thanks.
Hey, that knife you carry in your belt, it's a better blade than mine. The one I showed you.
You won't find a better blade than mine in the Territory.
My old knife wouldn't skin a rabbit, let alone a steer.
Now drop it, Cayley.
Well, it's still niggling at me. You taking me for a cattle duffer.
Cayley, I found no evidence in this camp. No rifle, no hides, nothing. Just like you said. Now, do we shut it off or do I have to fight you again?
Oh, no thanks. Hey, Sarge, how about we run the boards?
Cards, you mean?
Yeah, to show there's no ill feelings. We could have a game of crib. How about it, eh?
Well, I'm just about ready for the blankets.
One blanket. I'm afraid that's all I can spare you, Sarge, seeing I've only got two. But how about a couple of streets of crib?
Well,
yeah.
All right.
Just kick up the fire a bit. We can see well enough by it, I reckon. Got a pack of cards in my swag. Always carry them with me. Yeah, here they are. Yeah, and here's my crib board. We can use this log for a table.
Ooh, damn this skimpy blanket. Cayley. Hey, Cayley, kick that fire up a bit, can't you? Cayley? What the hell? Cayley! He's gone and taken his horse with him. That's funny. Smoke. By the Lord Harry, a red glow up on the ridge. The shack. It must be the shack on fire.
Glad to see you.
We pick him up your fella tracks, okay, down on flat. Been follow you plurry here and there.
Yeah, it was quite a job tracking you down, Adam. How many horses are there on this blasted mountain?
There were three, counting Pinto, but one is gone. Lightning, build up that fire, will you, and get a billy boiling.
You bet, Sergeant Bush, right away, boy, Gory.
Adam, whose camp is this?
It belonged to a card-playing joker who upped stakes in the early hours and vanished into the night. Mike, when we've had tea, I'll take you up on the ridge and show you the smoking ruin of a shack.
Shack?
Went up in flames last night. First light, I went back and rooted round as well as I could. There was a body in the ashes.
A body?
Well, gurry, Sergeant Bush. Maybe him Beaumont, eh?
Beaumont?
The Oodnadatta murderer. We had an alarm call after you left for Folly Downs. He was reported seen in the Tiptoe country a few days ago. We've a general description from Darwin and the name George Beaumont. That's about all.
Let's have the description, Mike.
Aged about 40, height 5'10", weight about 180 pounds, fair, freckled, it might fit 100 men.
Yeah, it could fit my card-playing friend. Mike, what sort of man is this Beaumont? Townsman, bushman, what?
Bushman, from way back. And he's got a record a mile long. Adam, you're looking damn thoughtful.
Mike, I have a horrible feeling I may have played a friendly game of crib last night with a killer. And yet, I don't know.
I'm afraid you've lost me. This body you found in the fire...
It was burnt beyond recognition. But I salvaged his belt. There was the usual knife holster attached to it, and I knew the knife, Mike. I'd seen it earlier. On the card player who called himself Cayley.
The man who sneaked out on you. But what the devil was he doing up at the shack?
I don't know. But I found his horse wandering loose near the shack. It's possible Cayley was hunting the prowler who'd bothered him earlier. That they had a fight... And the other man killed Cayley, set fire to the shack and rode off. It's pretty certain that the other man was the cattle thief I was after.
How come?
I found branded hides this morning near the burnt-out shack. Lightning! Hurry up with that tea, can't you? You're like an old woman. Shake it up. We haven't all day. Well, Lightning, what do you make of it?
Horse track's plain enough, Sergeant Buss. Make him down the mountain. That way.
West? So your mysterious ambusher is making back to the Tiptoe country. Well, he'd have a better chance if he headed north. Adam, this just isn't making sense.
Nothing makes sense. Look, we'll take my horse and Cayley's. Lightning can scout ahead on foot for tracks, then double back with you, Mike, whenever he wants a spell. Let's get moving, gentlemen, while the tracks are good and clear.
Well, Adam, there it is, the Tiptoe Plain.
Yes.
You can even see the roof of the homestead from here.
Hold it, Mike.
Hello? What's Lightning up to down there?
Crouched like a terrier at a rat hole. Now he's holding up his hand in warning.
But he's giving the thumbs up sign. Adam, what...
Down you get. Move quietly. I'll trap the reins under a rock and follow me down on foot.
Well, dear.
Well, Lightning?
Him fella, under shelf of rock. In there, boss. Sleeping.
Then it's time he woke. Mike, take that side. Lightning, watch his horse in case he makes a jump for it. He may be playing possum. Now then. All right, on your feet, and let's have a look at you. We have you covered.
Hey, don't shoot.
Cayley! But what in the name of hell...
Ah, good day, Sarge. Not much good at hiding my tracks, am I? Hey, Sarge, do I have to keep my hands up?
Mike, search him.
Right, Adam.
Hey, now take it easy. I'm ticklish.
Well, Mike?
He's carrying nothing more lethal than a tobacco tin and this wallet.
No knife, eh?
No knife.
I left it up on the ridge in the shack.
You left your horse as well. Whose horse is this one, Cayley?
The joker who died in the shack. I reckon it was his.
So you killed him and took his horse. Is that what happened, Cayley? Or should it be Beaumont?
Beaumont? Oh, that's not my name. I'm Ned Cayley, like I told you. Beaumont's the other joker. I got his jacket out of the fire, his wallet and everything. Has his name on it. George Beaumont. You can see for yourself, Sarge.
I'm giving you exactly 5 seconds to tell me just what happened last night, starting from now.
Well, I had to clear out. Sarge, I didn't want to get tangled with the law. You were sleeping like a baby, so I sneaked out. Then I saw the shack was on fire. By the time I got up there, she was well alight. And I saw a man in there. He was weaving around, waving a bottle. Reckon he was as drunk as a robber's dog. If I tried to get to him, well, look at my hands where I scorched him. He fell down a shower of sparks. Well, I knew he was a goner. His jacket was hanging on the veranda, and I grabbed it. I could see it was my chance to make out I was dead, burnt to death. So I tossed my belt in there, hoping it'd be found.
It was.
I knew everybody would think I was the dead man in the shack. So I left my own horse and took Beaumont's, and it was a bad swap, I can tell you. I cleared out making for the Tiptoe country, where I know my way round. Well, here I am.
Cayley, I'm taking you back for questioning.
Arresting me? Oh, look, do you think I'm lying? Do you think I'm Beaumont?
No, I don't, but you said you didn't want to tangle with the law. An innocent man doesn't leave a warm camp on a chilly night and clear out without so much as a so long. An innocent man doesn't try to lose his identity in a fire. Cayley, I'm asking all about you, and I mean all.
Oh, all right, it's a lay-down mazeer. Done like a dinner. I'm a wanted man.
Now we come to it.
What are you wanted for, Cayley?
Bigamy.
Bigamy?
Three women are after my scalp. No, four. It was the fourth one Clara put the mockers on me. She threatened to go to the police when she found out about the others. So I cleared out and took to the bush.
Four wives.
Oh, gory bush. They've been plurry bison.
You poor devil. I mean, hang it, Adam, we may have lost a murderer in that fire, but by golly, it looks as if we've caught a bigamist.
Now, wait a minute. You mean I swapped places with a murderer?
You did. Cayley, did you say last night that you're a lucky gambler?
No, Sergeant, I didn't. I'm not even lucky at crib. But cards is only a weakness. Women are a kind of passion with me. Every bint I meet, I get this terrible urge to walk up the flame and aisle with her. It's a habit, I reckon. A terrible habit. I'm addicted, like. I can't help myself. That's why I came back to the scrub. Reckon a man's got some kind of chance in the outback. Well, now you've got the lot. I'm ready for the handcuffs, Sarge.
You're jumping the gun. If anyone had laid a bigamy charge against you, I'd have been notified as a matter of course.
And they haven't.
That's right. You went to all that trouble for nothing.
Well, not exactly, Sarge. I reckon that if Clara thought I was dead, well, she wouldn't have anything more to worry about, would she?
But it isn't only Clara. You've got four women after you, Cayley.
Yes, mate.
And if you don't get a move on, they'll catch up with you. Now, look, Cayley, I've got a case of murder to tidy up, so you get on that horse and ride out.
You mean it?
Thanks a million, Sarge. You're a sport.
Good luck, Cayley.
So long.
Hello. Oh, gory, boss. That fella been the bravest plurry man I ever met. Four wives. They ought to give him medal, I reckon.
Well, you two blokes will deserve medals by the time we get back to the Land Rover. You have to share one horse between you.
Oh.
Ready for the track, gentlemen?
Oh, there you are, Pat. The cook says he wants another dozen steaks. He's running short.
Oh, Marty, see Ellie about it, would you?
Me? Oh, but, Pat, I haven't had a dance yet. And I'm dying to get out on that patio of yours. It looks so pretty with the fairy lights and everything.
I haven't had a dance either. In fact, I can't even find the wretched man.
If it's Adam you're looking for...
Who else? Anyway, Michael seems to be enjoying himself with Maisie Franklin.
Yes, bless them. I must say she looks very sweet.
Thanks for the dance, Maisie.
It was lovely. Oh, goodness, Mike, it's so hot. Could I have a drink of squash or something?
I'll lace it with gin. I'd better warn you, Maisie, I've designs on you.
That's a funny coincidence, because I've designs on you, too.
Well, you two enjoying yourselves? That's a silly question, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Maisie, you're looking lovely. Credit to the force, if I may say so.
Here, here. Now, Adam, don't be surprised if before dawn, Maisie and I make a surprise announcement.
Michael!
Well, why not? I know I haven't proposed properly yet, but hang it. Life's short and, well, it's an awfully long way to Darwin and, Maisie, I'm crazy about you.
Hey, let me out of here. I'm in the way.
Oh, Adam, of course you're not. You mustn't take any notice of Michael. Anyway, you know, marriage isn't to be undertaken lightly, except perhaps by men like Ned Cayley.
Ned Cayley?
What about him?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, in the excitement of flying in from Darwin and the party and everything, we had a flash from Port Augusta. A bigamist is on the run, and we're to keep a lookout for him.
A bigamist, eh?
The complaint was laid by Mrs. Clara Cayley, and apparently there are three other Mrs. Cayleys involved.
Poor old Ned Cayley. Well, he can't run forever, even in the wide open territory. Well, you two, have fun.
We shall.
Oh, there you are, Adam, dear. Is everything all right? I mean, I've had the feeling you were avoiding me tonight.
Avoiding you, Pat? Never. No, as a matter of fact, I was looking for you. Isn't it time we had a dance?
High time, Adam, dear. Oh, it's so good to be in your arms again. Oh, hello, Marty.
I saw Ali about the steaks. All's well. He's laying on an extra two dozen just to be on the safe side. Oh, aren't you two going to dance?
Yeah, we were, but I've got a better idea. Here, grab these drinks off the tray.
Oh.
Pat, Marty, I'll drink to you.
Thank you, Adam.
Oh, dear Adam.
And to Mike and Maisie, dancing away there, cheek to cheek. And, of course, not forgetting our faithful Lightning. To all of us at Malabar Plains and Folly Downs. And to our country. Ladies, the Territory.
The Territory.
Was episode 27 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.